Hello, welcome to Base Camp for Men. I'm your host, Tony Rizak. This is a show that gives you insights and resources in how to live a more courageous life. We look to assist you on your hero's journey in any way that we can. Truth is our compass, humanity, our tribe. Welcome and let's get started. Hello, Base Campers. I hope you're all doing well. There are few things that make people feel more helpless and victimized than advanced technologies that seem to be having a negative impact on health and well-being. You can be left feeling like you can't ignore it, yet you can't escape it or do anything about it. Things like 5G technology, quote-unquote smart meters, or geoengineering, also known as weather modification, can leave you feeling like you have no remedies and nobody fighting to make sure that if there are indeed harmful impacts, someone can be held liable. It just feels like the deck is stacked. My guest today is someone who has addressed all this and more, creating an organization that has created something called Notice of Liability Templates to address anything that might be harming humanity. It's brilliant, creative, and courageous, and just in the nick of time, I might add. There's a saying that God provides, and in this man's humble work, I can see the answer to some of our collective prayers, that we find some chess moves of our own to combat what increasingly looks like that we've been boxed in by technologies that look convenient on the surface, but once investigated, looked to be part of a global control grid, a digital surveillance system or digital fence, with parts of this system now inside of us, thanks in part to the mRNA shots that many voluntarily have taken, plus smart meters and whatever it is that they're spraying on us on most days. However, it seems for every move that the globalists make to ensure they remain at the top of the pyramid, there has emerged counterstrikes in this great chess game as we the people start to play moves we didn't even know existed up until now. Enjoy the episode. Today's episode is brought to you by Stand Up Now Apparel. Stand Up Now has amazing designs centered on God, family, freedom, and patriotism. They use only the softest cotton in their designs and have gear for the whole family. There's something for everyone, Base Campers. I know you're going to love their products. Go support them at www.standupnowapparel.com and use the code BASECAMP to receive a 10% discount and free shipping. And now, on to our interview. My guest today is Cal Washington. Cal is a father, the CEO and co-founder of Empower Movement, and the author of Notice of Liability for some of the new technologies that are being thrust upon us, often without our informed consent. Here is my interview with Cal Washington. All right, I am here with Cal Washington, co-founder and CEO of Empower, writer and author of Notice of Liability. Cal Washington, Cal, welcome to Base Camp for Men. It is great to have you on the show.
Thanks a lot, Tony. I'm happy to be here. Actually honored to be here. And I hope we have a good conversation and we can all learn something.
Absolutely. You know, your name has been talked about quite a bit in my circles. As somebody that has created some really interesting tools for humanity, and we're going to get into all of that. I've been really looking forward to this discussion. I was glad that you were game for it. But just to start off, can you tell us, just the listeners, where maybe you grew up, where you live now, family, and what you do for work?
Well, I grew up in Prince George, which is in British Columbia, Canada. About halfway up the province, so it's about 500 miles north of the U.S.-Canada border. So it's kind of a northern town, city, I guess. Went to school there. I now live in Vancouver, which is the biggest city in British Columbia. Mm-hmm. Third largest city in Canada, for those that don't know. So we're just north of where you are, Tony, in Seattle. And I'm sort of, normal guy. I was in construction. I was married, had five daughters, going to church, playing drums in the church. I played drums professionally as well. And, sports, played football, volleyball, basketball, just kind of a normal North American dude. Mm-hmm. And then I went through a divorce, through a bunch of circumstances, and I was thrust headlong into the court, and it was aggressive. And I had a, you know, I had a, because I hadn't really de dealt with court much, a little bit of traffic and, you know, a couple other little things, but nothing major, like, you know, in and out kind of thing. And now I'm immersed in it, and it's not what I thought it was. And that's where my journey started. It's like, okay, what is this? Because this is not what I see on Perry Mason or, you know, any lawyer TV shows or anything like that. There's something going on in here, and I don't know what it is, but it's not what I thought it was. And it, you know, and then that kind of led to the country and all, you know, it was just my awakening at that point. And one thing led to another. And you know, I don't want to go too far into it, but I ended up where I am now. And so I'm now, you know, I stopped doing construction and do this full time, helping sort of create a group of people who can worldwide deal with four agendas that are harming everybody, and actually make a big change to the legal and monetary system through these four agendas.
Well, and you're the author of the your notice of liability, and I think that's the first time I'd heard notice of liability. And I think when people describe you, that phrase and that writing comes up really quickly. It's your signature thing that you've done. And so what is a notice of liability, and why is it useful to people?
Okay, so number one, a notice of liability, I think notice of liability took on a
Life
life,
of its life of its own.
life of its own, and it almost became like it was some kind of regular writ, but it actually wasn't. You know, it was based on a few things that I had learned through my divorce and driving cases, etc. And I was what happened was a group in Seattle. A friend of mine had gone, he had made the movie Take Back Your Power, and there was a group that were fighting the smart meters in Seattle, and Seattle is a city-run utility for the greater part of Seattle there. And so they were going to the city councilor meetings and arguing and, you know, putting forth their views. And my friend was a part of this group, and he said, you know, is there something you can do about this smart meter issue? Because he had known what had happened here in Canada, and, you know, the people running and running away and stepping down from all kinds of high places. And so I looked at it and I went, yeah, this is a commercial offer. I can see exactly what they're doing. They're using tacit agreement, using all the old law merchant stuff. And so I said, I can write a document for this. So I took a document that I had already used and modified it and turned it into a smart meter. And Seattle, they all sort of caught on. They were very savvy people, and they started using it. And one thing led to another. That's really how it came about. So when we were titling the document, it wasn't titled for my use in the court system here in Canada. It had a whole different name, so we came up with the name notice of liability, because that's what it was. So it's giving notice that you may end up in a liability position, so you might have to adjust yourself.
You know, it's funny, 'cause the areas that are on the website of Empower, you've got 5G technology, smart meters, geoengineering. These are all really great areas to work in, because I think people feel really disempowered. They feel victimized because it's not just the court system. I think you were really savvy to pick up on, like, what in the hell is this? This court system is not like Law and Order on TV. There's something else happening here. And I think for a large group of people, some of these same technologies, there's that same sense, right? I know with the geoengineering called chemtrails, we had to go through this whole thing where people would call you crazy for talking about it. And at the same time, you look up at the sky and there's just all this aerosol spraying in the sky. And so I think some of these issues that you've centered on are really great because they're the parts of technology, or even, you could say the globalist agenda, where they're doing things that maybe they're hoping we don't figure out how to stop them using, the things that you're talking about, something like notice of liability. And I think it's one of the reasons why I reached out to you is because I'm tired in Seattle. I'm sure it's the same thing up there. I'm tired of looking up at the sky and seeing all the aerosol spraying. It's one thing for Robert Kennedy Jr. to say, we're going to put an end to this aerosol spraying. I still see it, and I don't trust that we're out in front of it in Washington, which tends to favor, like Canada, tends to favor the left and the globalist agenda. Even when it doesn't serve the people, they still tend to say, oh, it's not, nothing's going on up there. You don't need to make a ruckus about that. But I know a lot of people that notice the spraying and are like, what are we going to do about it? And I don't know of anything other than what you're doing as an approach to it. At least it's proactive. Are people grabbing onto specifically the geoengineering thing? Because I think that's the one that's maybe closest to my heart. But are people using the notice of liability in other states? Have they gotten results? Are their sleeves rolled up around it? I know that's a lot to throw at you at once, but I wanted to just give you a chance to respond to the geoengineering thing specifically.
Yeah, well, the geoengineering one we just released last year. So it's the newest one. So there are people sending. The smart meter one was the first. Then, well, we kind of were working on 5G, and then COVID came. So it kind of switched over to vax, which, and they're all, re and here's the thing about it, Tony, they're all related. Because this is all about, number one, reducing the population. And I'm not trying to put fear in people, but you got to look at stuff.
That's what they're doing. Yeah, we know that. Yeah.
So you got to look at stuff straight up. Don't get afraid, but that's what they're trying to do. They need to reduce the population, and they want to control what's left. And so it's all about the Internet of Bodies. So the 5G is the sort of mastermind and the controlling grid to keep people in their spots, monitor them, know exactly where they are, but you've got to actually have them hooked up to the internet. That's where the spraying comes in, partly, and of course the vaccines. So it's actually putting stuff into your body that the 5G or the wireless tech can recognize, and then there's all kinds of things that go along with that, manipulating, and they can cause a lot of harm because of that. So it's all really one big thing. The smart meters are also involved because that's a proximity weapon that goes on everybody's house, so they can monitor what's going on in the house. They could, if you're hooked up to the Internet of Bodies, because you have particles inside you, the smart meter can pick it up, relay that information. And it's also a targeting device, and we suspected it, but the last fires in California really confirmed it, that the smart meter is a targeting device to start these so-called wildfires. So they're all one big thing, but we have separated them out because people have, like, the thing that's close to your heart is the spraying in the air, but it's a lot of the stuff they're spraying in the air is also in the vaccines. It's like the same stuff.
Well, and I can't even, I mean, I'm a pretty good snoop and kind of citizen detective on some of this stuff. Like I'm used to going down rabbit holes, as are you, it sounds like as well. But I can't quite really, I think Google and the centralized technology that we've grown up in keeps some of the it keeps the truth from people, because it's difficult to even figure out who is doing the spraying. Who's spraying the skies and what is in it exactly? You hear people saying, oh, it's aluminum and barium and all these different things. And to your point, it's probably not good for us. It's probably part of the depopulation agenda. That's not crazy. That doesn't sound crazy to me. But it can be difficult to see. You know, you hear, oh, Bill Gates is, you know, trying to dim the sun. But it can be difficult to see exactly the paper trail of like who authorized it, and you know, how do we pin liability on them when it's difficult to even find out if they're doing it for sure, like a record of, yeah, we're geoengineering, we're aerosol spraying you guys, you know, this is what's in it. I mean, it's I hear a lot of speculation by some really smart people, I might add, like people that are filling in the blanks about what it is, who's doing it, but I have not really seen kind of like a slam dunk smoking gun. Does that make sense?
It does. If you look back at the history of it, it's, you know, it's kind of under the weather modification rather than, you know, chemtrails or anything like that. You're not going to find a lot there. But the weather modification, it's the you know, it's the information's out there in every country, and they're all involved with it, and they're all allowing it. So you can get it at a government level. Who's actually spraying or paying for it is a little more difficult. They're pretty hidden. But because they're doing everything commercially, so how they're getting the spraying to be agreed upon by us is the climate change. All up in arms about climate change, and we want to change the climate because the sun's too hot or the sun's too cold or whatever it is. But it's this impending doom of climate change, and we got to do something about it. And so they are selling the spraying as part of that narrative. And because we are agreeing with that narrative, we're agreeing with the spraying. That's how they're doing it.
Well,
And so it's in
if you
this
were going to serve,
tacit agreement.
yeah, I hear you. I hear you. And that makes sense. But if we were going to serve notice of liability, how would we go about finding who's liable for it? You know what I mean? Like if we can't quite pin the action on a particular group, let's just say Bill Gates. I love picking on Bill Gates. Let's say the Gates Foundation writes big checks to do this because he wants to dim the sun and save the world from quote unquote climate change. How do you know? Is there a record of that? How do you figure out who to serve the notice of liability to?
Well, the thing about their system, like it's an ancient system called Babylon in the Bible, but it's part of law merchant is this idea of agency, and this is how all the money runs uphill because it's set up that way. So through agency, if you get somebody at the bottom, you get somebody at the top. So notice the principal is notice the agent, notice the agent is notice the principal. This is their setup, so we can use that. So you don't have to know who's at the very top. They're still liable through agency. And this
Interesting.
goes all the way up. Like when you understand the word principle, that goes into principalities, which is a biblical thing from Ephesians. We wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with principalities. So it's along those lines. This is a very spiritual war, and so we can attack the big pyramid and the all-seeing eye at the top through these four agendas by picking people that are, you know, further down on the pyramid, and it activates both up and down the whole pyramid.
Got it.
So we don't have to have, you know, all the smoking guns, etc., but the government is involved because they are tracking it in almost every country, because you have to know who's spraying and for what at any given time. So there is a registry, so they're aware of it, and so there are attack, you know, for lack of a better word, points. But this one is a little more difficult because we don't know who's in the planes, if there is a, you know, pilots in there. They could be radio controlled. I can tell you this, worldwide, all that spraying is big money. Like, it's a lot of money that's being spent.
Well, and it's, you know, I think I saw something a while back that it showed, and I don't know who took the shot of it, but it looked like it was heavy on the, you know, west of the Rockies was where a lot of the spraying was. But I was in Florida and I saw it. I have a friend in Argentina. He's like, no, they spray here all the time. You know, so it's everywhere. But what I'm hearing you saying is that you don't have to serve notice to the top, that if you serve a lieutenant or a pilot, you know, a minion that's further down, that is going to have a very desirable effect. That's going to ripple up. Is
Yes.
that what you're saying?
That's how it works because they set it up that way.
Mm.
All the money runs up, therefore all the liability runs up. And it's because they have set it up that way. We're using everything that they have set up against them. It's Aikido or Judo.
Mm.
It's their actions. We're flipping everything back on them. And so it keeps it's a peaceful thing. If they stop, we stop. We're not being aggressor. We're just taking their energy used for negative and turning it back on them.
That's great.
And yeah, so it really works in all spiritual understandings. No matter where you come from or what your beliefs are, that idea works in karmic and all the different belief systems. When you are just taking energy and flipping it back on the aggressor, that can never be used against you. And it just puts you in the best position on all levels at the highest level. So
I love that. I did Aikido for a long time, so I love that you brought that metaphor in because it's so apt for so many different things, especially in conflict, you know, and battle, which is what we're in. You know, one of the things I've noticed that these things have in common is whether it's law and you're looking at the courts, or it's geoengineering, or it's 5G, there is kind of like the surface explanation. So for 5G, you know, people are like, oh, well, that's just the next iteration. That's just super fast internet. And I like super fast internet because I like to surf around and, you know, I like immediate dopamine, you know, whatever. Like they're just like super fast internet's good. But when you really look at it, like the towers and how ubiquitous it is, you just get a sense that you don't know the full story. It's not what they say it is. And I think that's one of the things that almost all of these corrupt systems that serve the centralized control grid is you get a sense as you don't have to get very far down the rabbit hole to realize that what it looks like and what they're telling you is not. And that's true for government, that's true for media. Almost every single thing they've sold us as it's this. You scratch a little bit on the surface and you realize, oh, that's not what it is at all. In fact, it's way more sort of nefarious, bad for humanity. And you're like an inch into the rabbit hole and you already see, oh shit, it's not that at all. And you alluded to 5G a little bit earlier. So, you know, what is, it's not just 5G, it's not just fast internet, but I think if you ask most people, they would say, oh yeah, that's just AT&T's fast internet, right? And
correct.
people don't really understand the ramifications of the technology. Suddenly, it seems that we're struggling to find footing in something that has maybe been like almost like a digital fence, surveillance fence that's been built around us. And all of a sudden we're realizing it, but it feels in some ways too late. I don't like to say that. I'm not a doomer. I'm extremely optimistic, but it feels like they've done this great job of getting us to trust their technology. And when I say them, I mean, just mean the oligarchs. You could say, I love picking on Bill Gates. He's part of it. But they've counted on us tacitly going along because we use the technology and we like convenience. All the while we've become dependent on it, and all of a sudden we are having a difficult time picking and choosing which advancements, quote unquote, we're going to use. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the key words you said is that they sold it to us. And that's the key. This is not military moving tanks, through Europe in the Second World War. This is corporations selling us something. Like they sold us cigarettes, they sold us this, they sell us all kinds of bad food products, they sell us pharmaceuticals. They sell us all kinds of things. 5G is like you're describing it perfectly. It went 1G, 2G, 3G, 4G, and we assume 5G is the better of 4G, but it's not. They switched everything. And that's, you have to understand, this is a bait and switch, and which is a commercial thing, but we're still agreeing to it because we're, applauding. Oh, yay, my phone's going to work faster. Actually, your phone doesn't work faster. It's, you have to be line of sight. It's the it's gone into microwaves, and they don't penetrate well, so they have to have way more infrastructure up, way more towers, because it's not long enough waves. And they have to up the power, and there's a whole bunch of things that go along with it. They've moved into the frequencies that were only available to the military before. In other words, they're moving into weapon area, and this is commercial companies. So, and because we're going out and getting the 5G phones, and we're all yay, yay, 5G, it's gonna, we're agreeing to this, but as you said, we're agreeing to a trap. We're agreeing to our own demise. This thing is a weapon. This is weapon grade stuff, and it can surveil, and it can literally kill. Again, I don't want to get into fear, but like at a certain frequency, it changes the air molecule. Basically, we can't breathe it anymore. Like, we can't metabolize the oxygen molecules. There's a frequency where our hair follicles will resonate, and you'll have a sense of burning in your skin. So they can do crowd control. They can just instantly go vroom, and everybody is stands down. It's very invasive. With the electric cars and the cars that can drive themselves, sounds really great. But if they wanted to pick you up, as soon as you got in your car locks and it takes you to where they want to take you.
Yeah, that's scary.
Think about it. It's that's what we're agreeing to, and we think it's all benefits, but it's it, there's a bad side to all this, and you need to be aware. And we just got to take that the offer that they're obviously moving commercially, like they have to sell it to us, and there's have to be a reason that they're doing this. So whatever that reason is, we need to act in that way and say, okay, I see your offer, I will accept your offer, except now you've got to prove to me that it's safe. And if you don't, now I'm going to charge you X amount of dollars per day. And that's the Aikido move, because they are selling us something. We're saying, we'll take your offer, prove it safe. If you can't prove it safe and you still force this product upon me, then I'm going to start charging you. And it goes up to the all-seeing eye.
Yeah, that's brilliant. You know, I one of the things I wanted to ask you about, I did a deep dive into law, you know, sort of legal versus lawful. My listeners know I did this rabbit hole of the United States corporate. I know you're in Canada, but I did a deep dive into the United States corporation versus the United States Republic, and how the, you know, they really changed things in like eight, with the Act of 1871. They actually bait and switched a new constitution, changing very little, but just enough to make it a new legal document. And they've operated this unlawful corporation with Washington, D.C. as its headquarters, and the Vatican and the City of London, or the royal family as well. And there's this whole backstory about it. Where they operate in maritime or special admiralty law, which is what all the courts are. So if you ever go to debate or something, you're kind of in their home field. You're in their turf, and they're there to protect the corporation, and they see you as property because of the birth certificate and the all caps birth certificate when they bait and switched. When my mother sent in my certificate of live birth, and unknowingly, as most mothers are not aware, and fathers, and they sent her back a birth certificate with all caps that registered me in the United States Corporation as their property. So they can unlawfully tax me and do all these kinds of things. If I go to protest it in their jurisdiction, I'm going to be laughed out loud. They're gonna throw the book at me at whatever I'm contesting. And the United States Republic is sort of quiet and it's there, but I wouldn't say it's alive and well, operating under the law of the land, and people have to do all this legal work to correct their status. And this is a longer discussion, but how much of what we're talking about is understanding legal jurisdictions, and where the globalists or those in power, the elites, however you want to describe them, where they really have the home field advantage, and is it a matter of a jurisdiction where we have, more common law is the basis of it, and I know there's common law judges and stuff. It's just everything around me is the U.S. corporation, and these are judges that are activist judges, and they represent the United States corporations. They're always going to do what's right by the corporation.
Yes, this is all correct and true. And but there's another jurisdiction that they don't talk about, and that's law merchant. So admiralty and law merchant were fused into the common law before the Republic existed. So it came from Britain. And so once you understand law merchant, and then that the birth certificate has turned you into a merchant, now you can go into those courts with some knowledge of how their game actually works, because they want you to, they set up a board with black and white squares, and then they tell you it's checkers, but they're playing chess. Now you can come in and go, no, actually, I see that you're playing chess, because I can see how your moves. They're not checker moves, they're chess moves. So now I'm going to play chess, and you can actually prevail in there, because part of law merchant and part of equity is the truth prevails, and affidavits can be used, and an unrebutted affidavit goes stands as truth, and all these things you can start to use against them if you have just a little bit of understanding. But it's understanding law merchant and getting money involved, because everything, any bad thing that's happening in the world, money is at least involved, if not the root of it. And so as a merchant, because they've set up this so-called trust fund with your birth certificate, you need to learn how to access that in a court situation, and your signature does a lot. So you can actually take what they've meant for control and bad and enslavement, and use it against them. It's another Aikido move. And I've just watched a lot of judges run out of the courtroom, and all kinds of weird behavior when I was, still back in the court. And we're seeing it again now. We had a group in Montreal just, say, 3 months ago, who were charged with harassment for sending our documents and conspiracy. Their first appearance was supposed to be yesterday, the 28th, and on Friday they're not proceeding. They're dropping the charges, and that's because we're using their hidden system against them. They can't argue against it, because it's how their whole thing works, and they don't want to expose it. So it's just learning, don't fight it, because I was fighting all that stuff, the capitalized name, and I'm not that person, and I tried all that, and all that happened was I got arrested. I learned a lot, but once I went, okay, call me the capitalized name if you want, but that turns me into a merchant, and here's my bond, and here's a promissory note, and that's when the judges are like, okay, I don't want to get involved in this, I'm out of here. And so we've seen this all throughout the world, people stepping down from using the notice of liability, usually in higher places. It's usually CEOs and higher government people who understand exactly what we're doing, and there's nothing they can do about it, because it's the basis of the whole worldwide system. We're calling default on the whole thing.
That's so
Yeah, it's a
interesting. Well, and it's a different, it's not so different than the way I learned it, which was stop identifying as the straw man or straw woman, right? Stop with the all caps is what's is where you're stumbling, and they're still referencing you that way. You're saying, don't be afraid, because not everybody's gonna, it is such a minutia group of people that are gonna take all these different steps to correct status and reclaim, you know, their birthright as a human. You're saying you don't need to do all that. You can Aikido, you can lean into the system with the right information and right knowledge, and they can backpedal in the same kind of way. Because I think that's one of the things that's attractive is when you first realize the sham, you're like, how are we ever going to get out of this? You know what I mean? Right. Like, how, yeah. No, people are not awake at all. Like, you're like a one in a million person that has a knowledge of this stuff, you know? And it's not, the awakening is not happening very fast. I mean, I know people are getting more awake to the corruption because of Doge and all these different things, but this conversation, most people are going to be like, what in the hell are they talking about? Like, you know what I mean? Like, and I just think that if you don't have to go through all of the correct your status and reclaim your identity, more people are probably going to apt to do it if they had the right tools to say, you know, go into these different scenarios legally, maybe. I mean, I know there's a lot of people, I don't know how you feel about this. I know there's a lot of people that are like, I'm not paying taxes anymore. They're unlawfully taxing me. Like, it's voluntary. And so if they get a notice from the IRS, they write no contract, return to sender. They don't even open the damn thing. They're like, it's not for me. Like, I'm not. And, but that's risky, right? That, like, if I did that, there's a part of me, and maybe there's a part of me that's not as courageous, you know, where I'm like, look, I don't want them to come after me. I don't want to be in, you know, I don't want them freezing my assets because I, you know, and so there's a part of me that's, you know, I want to claim my sovereignty, but I want to be sure that my family is going to be safe. Does that make sense? I don't know if the two, maybe you have to take a risk to claim your sovereignty. Maybe I'm pussing out because I'm like, well, fuck, I don't want them freezing my Schwab account. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it is partly that, like, you know, the Bible says over and over, fear not. So you got to kind of get over that, because if you do stand, the universe kind of comes around you, and it's getting stronger and stronger. So the more people that stand, like, put it this way, if everybody in the United States said, no, I'm not paying taxes, what could they do?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Nothing.
Not a thing. So it's really like that. It's kind of like the emperor has no clothes, and we keep believing in all this, and that they can do this and they can do that, and they have all these stories of of, you know, and these stories are real, but they don't tell you the stories of people that stood and they had to back down.
I mean, I know a guy, I mean, I know a lot of people, and I know several that are like, I'm never paying taxes again. I mean, they're just like, nope, because I'm not paying taxes to Luciferian pedophiles and people and look at what Doge is uncomfortable. I'm not paying taxes into this corrupt system. And the dirty secret is we don't need all this government. Like, that's why they don't ever shut down the government, because if they did, people would be like, oh shit, this is actually fine. You know, like, we don't need all the government crap. Like, we can be just fine without all that stuff. But there's a lot of people on the teat, though. That's the thing, is I think there's a lot of fear of, like, I mean, I live in Seattle. There's tons of people that are on welfare and disability and all the stuff. And they're like, don't take that shit away from me, you know? And so, yeah, and I'm sure it's the same in Canada, right? You've got a healthy socialist system. So, yeah.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. But we can still change it. And there's so much missing. Like, even though people are, you know, are on the dole, there's a lot of money that goes missing, and it goes to these elites. That's how they're paying to spray in the air. Somebody's paying for that.
Yeah, I am. You know what I mean? Well, it's coming out of my taxes.
Well, sort of, but these families have been amassing wealth for centuries to get to this point where they can actually, we need a billion, you know, $10 billion doses of COVID vaccine. Boom. Somebody paid for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It didn't come out of nowhere.
Right.
All that stuff they're spraying in the air constantly all over the world, that costs millions, if not trillions of dollars.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money. So it's coming from a very, and it's money driven. Like nobody's going up in the plane going, oh, I think I really feel my job is to spray people. No, the only reason why they
Sure.
go up there is because somebody gives them money.
Yeah.
There's nobody that's going, I think I want to steal somebody's kid and give it to a pedophile. I think that's my calling in world. No, they do it because somebody gives them $20,000 or whatever it is.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I saw somebody posted a meme said, you know, of all the problems the world has, the biggest one is a courage problem right now, right? And I think there's a lot of truth to that. You know, you and I were just speaking of it. I was speaking of my own hesitation, right? I'm super bold in certain ways, but other things I'm like, oh God, it doesn't have to be me. But I think when you're speaking about it passionately, it does have to be you, right?
Yes, and if we all did it, there's nothing they can do, and it doesn't take all of us either, because there is a group mind thing here, and it's, you know, it's probably, I know Greg Braden says it's the square root of 1%, and you know, so it's a small amount that you can get to change the reality. Like we're so hooked to this thing, this matrix, this Earth matrix. It responds to our feelings and our thoughts. And we can change the reality, and there's nothing they can do about it. They're not hooked up. So it's, you know, we just got to get enough people doing something in concert, and it will literally change overnight, like a flock of, how a flock of birds changes direction. Like they all move at once, like school of fish. It's we have that mechanism, but we're just not enough of us are making the switch to get the whole thing to move. But once we hit that critical mass, whatever that is, some percentage of it, we can switch the whole thing, and everybody will be just like, oh, why did I think that before? Because this is the reality.
I hear you. Like, to me, Cal, it seems like we're inching closer to the tipping point.
Yep.
To me, I'm sensing the wind is at our sails. I know we talked about a lot of stuff that might scare the listener, like this 5G, you know, frequency fence and all that. And that can seem really doomer, but I can tell by the way you talk, like we've got a lot of really great pieces in place to
Yep.
transcend it and to change the vibration and change the frequency and to create new systems and new technologies that are very pro-humanity and very pro-freedom, right? So
Absolutely.
there is a lot going on to be excited about. I think this was hopefully a little bit of a wake-up call for people that have maybe sitting on the fence or, you know, I thought 5G was good. I guess I gotta rethink things or, you know, but I want to give you a chance to talk about Empower. Where can people find you? Where can people find all your excellent work with Empower? I'm doing a deep dive into that and the notice of liability. I'm really looking forward to that with you. And where can people find you? And is there any creative projects or something that you got going on specifically coming up that you want our listeners to know about?
Well, we're at empowermovement.org. I'm actually going to Confluence, which is Alex Zek's event in May the 7th to 11th. So that's in Texas. There's going to be a lot of speakers there. Big event. So that's coming up for those that, you know, want to go to something, you know, more live. So you can look that up. That's definitely, I'm looking forward to that one. Other than that, I'm going to be going to Australia in August, and there's a few other speaking gigs actually in Spokane in September, which is just down the road from you. Well, a little ways, but
I'll
you
come
know,
over. I'll come over for that one. Australia is a little far for a
yeah,
talk,
Australia's out there, man.
Spokane, I'll drive over for.
Yeah, Spokane in September. I'll get you the dates and all that. And then I think I'm going to be in Calgary the same weekend as Spokane. I'm just going to go fly from Spokane to Calgary. Other than that, you know, there's a few interviews coming up, and it's really taking off. This whole thing in Montreal, It was a definite planned, trying to take us down, but we're built on a rock, and the winds came and the waves came, and we stayed in unity, and we stayed stayed out of fear for the most part, and yeah, we're prevailing.
I love it. Cal, I love your vibe. I love your message, everything you're doing right now. It's super inspiring. So great to make the connection. And thanks for coming on Basecamp, sharing all your insight and your wisdom. Just super appreciate what you're doing in the world. And we'll be tracking and supporting and following you every step of the way.
All right. Thanks, Tony.
I hope you enjoyed that conversation as much as I did. I'm going to roll my sleeves up a bit with Cal and his organization to learn how to Aikido some of these globalists right here in Washington State. Come to Cal's organization to learn new tools at www.empowermovement.org. Thank you, base campers, and we'll see you around the fire next week.
If you find value in our show and wish to show us some love, we are now making that very easy to do. You simply go to www.basecampformen.com and click on Donate Support Basecamp. You'll find an easy way to make either monthly donations for as little as $5 a month, or you can donate just once. We love the monthly donation and hope to build this up over the coming months, but any show of support is greatly appreciated, honestly. Thank you for your support and for helping to keep Basecamp as a resource on your hero's journey. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening. Men, good luck in all your endeavors and good luck on your hero's journey. This is Tony Rizak, and you're listening to Basecamp for Men.